I just realized my microphone wasn't anywhere near me. All right, welcome everybody.
Good afternoon. It is Sherry and Terry, and this is 30 Years of Nonsense.
It definitely is
30 Years of Nonsense. We're in the thick of it this afternoon.
We are.
Bear with us.
So let's go back and just finish out Magnetic, and then we'll come back and just do a little chat.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
Let's try this again. Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it is 30 Years of Nonsense, and I'm just...
Like I said, we're in the thick of it today. However, I wanted to share with you and everyone else that that new song actually is making new memories for us, but invoking old. So just for visual effect, whenever Terry hears this song and that piano riff at the beginning then drops, he goes crazy. Like he's one of those wacky, waving, tall guys that you'd see outside a car dealership.
Yeah.
And it's really cute and it's really funny. And I love how much you love this song and how excited it makes you. And so I'm obviously going to hold that as a memory. And it's funny, though, because it actually brings back another memory of you. So I thought I would share with everybody.
Oh, great.
But 33 or 4 years ago, when we first started dating, you owned a Geo Tracker.
I did.
With a soft top on it, a blue Geo Tracker.
I did,
and
indeed.
If I picture then 22-year-old Terry, I picture you in your Ray-Bans. You had black Ray-Bans. You had one of those Oakley pullovers, but do you remember that it was like a K-way jacket that you could fold up into a pocket?
Oh, no, it was called it was surf style.
Okay, one of those. Yeah, I remember you had a green one.
I did.
And then you would have a, like white jeans and like those Velcro slippers. Not
Velcro
slippers,
slippers,
but sandals.
Sandals.
Like Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Like old-time Birkenstocks, whatever it is. The point of that, remember, that's how I picture you when you were like 23 and we first started dating.
Sure.
But you'd be in the Geo Tracker and you were so cute, like just dancing behind the steering wheel, bopping to whatever music, which wasn't that obviously, but bopping to whatever music. And I literally just smile when I think of that Terry and this Terry.
Okay.
Because music still makes you silly and makes you happy and gives you like this, that level of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And so I, whenever I hear that song, I enjoy it now and watch you and giggle. But then I also like go back in my memory. I'm like, oh, I remember. Yeah, you know what? Music keeps everybody young. And that's a nice memory on both accounts.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Didn't know I was going to throw that one
out.
No,
I did not. Not at all.
That's okay.
So we had one heck of a weekend since our last show.
Yeah, we've done a lot of things.
I mean,
we just stopped doing so many things.
I'm exhausted.
Surely. Well, let's put it this way. I'm certain that I've said on the air that pretty much any time after 10 p.m., I'm super grumpy and not the nicest person in the world. And last week...
It's not wrong.
It's true. I know.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, you had me out well past midnight. One of those nights was 2:30 in the morning.
I think it was Saturday. Saturday night. We were out.
Happy about it. And then I got some sleep Sunday, and then... When did we go to the concert? Monday or Tuesday?
No. Well, hang on.
Monday
we
was
had
a
the
holiday,
house
and we had like a 60-person party at our house.
We had a house party on
and
Saturday.
And it wasn't late, Monday. But we were running around in the heat all day serving people, and the last people left at 10:30.
Yeah, so it wasn't that it was late, but I mean, it started. The first people came at 1:04 p.m. for a party that started at 2:30.
So that's not right. It started at 1 and then came a quarter to 1. So they were actually earlier than the start time.
Yeah.
Because we were very closely watching the rain, remember?
Yeah. And so they got there early, which is fine. The kids loved it.
Kids were excited about the
pool. They were super pumped. And then last people left at 10:30. And then I had to be in Toronto for 9 a.m. Oh, man.
So, yes, we are walking tired, and that's just how we live through this nonsense. However, the point of today is that we're going to share with you, we had the pleasure and a super summer fun day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We went to Toronto to what I'm going to continue to call the Ontario Place Forum, which is now the RBC Amphitheater.
It's not the Forum.
It was the Ontario Place.
Remember, do you remember when they had multiple domes there?
Yeah, I do.
And they had an IMAX theater there at one point.
Yeah, that was in the dome, the bubble.
The bubble, but it's gone. It's gone. There's no dome.
Oh, okay.
And even all the, so I don't know, you can't get out past there. Right now you can't go through the rest of Ontario Place. But remember there used to be that area, the play area with the big bags that you would run and bang into.
There was a water park.
And that terrible water slide that had the cracks in it. And it always hurt when you went down it because it was made of concrete.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But then they had the bars there. And it's funny because I was saying to my parents that, you know, they said, where was the concert? And I said, oh, it was at Ontario Place. And my mom immediately said, oh, do you remember when you DJed there for one summer at a bar called The Breakers right out on the pier? And I go, yeah, I don't think that's there anymore, but I don't know because you can't get out there.
Well, if you can't get out there, that is not a very popular bar.
No. I mean that whole area. Yeah. I don't know if the boats are out there anymore. You can't see it past all of the other facade that's going on there.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
That's okay. Anyways, we went there, whatever you want to call it, the Ontario Place or the RBC Amphitheater, I think it's
called now. Yeah, that's this year's name. Last year it was Budweiser Stage, I think.
Naming rights to somebody else next year. And we went and saw Bare Naked Ladies and Train.
And Matt Nathanson.
Right, who was the opening act. So we said today that we would actually share with everybody about our adventure to Toronto and our favorite songs from the concert. It was really fun. It was a great summer night. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was hot during the day. We went to the Danforth for a beautiful Greek dinner because we do love some Greek on the Danforth. So that was really great.
Yeah, we went to this great restaurant, Astoria. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And we went with some good friends and family and we had a great time. So we're going to share with everybody the adventures. So why don't we start with the opening act, who was Matt Nathanson. And I'm sure you did more research on him than I did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
and it's funny because one of our friends actually looked him up at the concert, was like, I want to find out who this guy is. So this guy started back in the 2000s. He's from Boston, Massachusetts, and he's what I would call a journeyman type of artist. So he's just been kind of gigging all around North America forever. Really, really good. He actually came out with Train at one point, too.
Yeah, he did.
And was it Let It Be he played on?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. But anyway, he was fantastic. But he plays a lot of covers. So I'm going to play one of the covers to start, which is even better than The Real Thing, which is a U2 song. I thought, hey, what better way to...
You like U2, and now you like Matt Nathanson.
To put in a U2 song when I can get a chance. And this Matt Nathanson guy. So anyway, let's play a little Matt Nathanson, Even Better Than The Real Thing.
Surface of things.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, very talented. And I did look up while the song was playing, what song did he come out and do along with the band Train? And it was Jack and Diane.
Yes, yeah, I remember the entire stadium was singing.
Oh my God, it was crazy.
It was great.
And what's amazing about it is there was young, and I mean really young, I saw kids like 5 and 6 year olds with their parents. And then I saw like older people, like much older than us, at this concert. It was a concert for everyone.
Oh,
for sure.
It was definitely family friendly.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing not family friendly about Bare Naked Ladies or Train.
Yeah, no, and but so, even Matt Nathan, see, I heard one lady behind me go, oh, he said a lot of cuss words. I was like, not really.
He didn't, actually. He said a couple of F-bombs.
Yeah, but he said it was a joke about it.
And it was well placed.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I agree. What I wanted to share is I went thinking that I was more excited to see Bare Naked Ladies than Train, and I liked Train better.
So that's funny. I knew you. We talked about this actually on the way back. So for me, Bare Naked Ladies are still very nostalgic.
Of course.
Yes, Train had massive hits, and everybody forgets, you know, how great these songs were. But I mean, you got to think back. Like, Bare Naked Ladies were in Big Bang Theory. They were in 90210. Mm-hmm. Like, they had songs.
I forgot about that till he said that at the concert.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting, though, we were on the grass, which was great. I like to be on the grass. It's no problem. However, the entire grass was sitting for Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes. No, that's not true. Over in the middle, a little bit.
No, mostly.
A little bit.
80% of
the grass
was sitting for Bare Naked Ladies. I think maybe one song everybody got up for, like Big Bang Theory or If I Had $1 Million, maybe.
Maybe the dinosaur song, for sure.
I don't think so. I was observing that everybody was mostly sitting for Bare Naked Ladies, which
Correct.
Was interesting, but everyone was 100% standing for Train.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't. There wasn't.
And dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was loving it. I was totally into it. But for me, Bare Naked Ladies is just kind of fun, kind of boppity. And the reason I didn't stand, and I wanted to, I did stand for one part of a song, and then the lady behind me kind of was like,
meh. She was.
Yeah.
We were the only one standing. So that's also annoying.
Well, no, there was two people in front of me standing. That's why I stood. Yeah, as soon as Train came on, it was also darker. They were the headliner, and they stole the show.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know
We're not there yet.
I
know what you want to talk about. But let's talk about the Bare Naked Ladies' son.
Okay.
The main, Ed Robertson, his son came out and played with the band.
Drums?
No, he was guitar. Luke, the son. Okay. So he was great too. I mean, but he's a full-time member in the band.
He's like 30 years old. You said his son's 30. I was like, your daughter's 30.
I know, but it's
you don't
so
think
funny.
About that.
Yeah, you're like, hey, they don't age, just us. So
right?
Anyway, it was really good. So I was disappointed they didn't play some of their biggest hits off the Gordon album, like Enid and Hello City, Jane. But I'm
so the ones you picked to play today.
Yeah. So, which is kind of funny because these are massive hits in my opinion, but I'm not sure if they have the rights to play them because with the one band member that's no longer in the band, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he wrote them and he has the copyright to them.
Right.
Right. Because there is that other song that's owned by a radio station mm-hmm. that they can't even play either. So let's play this.
Okay.
Let's play a little Enid, Bare Naked Ladies. This song is fantastic. And I don't know where to go, but this is awesome.
You never really knew each other. took me two more to get over the loss. Whoa, whoa. I took a beating when they wrote me those letters. And every time I remember the taste of your lip gloss. Whoa, whoa. There were times when I thought I would kill you. But can you blame me? I was only a kid. Now tell me why we never really respected each other. And tell me why I never believed that you were a person too. I always thought that you fancied my brother. Shorter than
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Doo-doo.
That was very mellow compared to Enid. Enid, yeah. I didn't know what I like, picked, but that was a complete redirection from Enid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. It was very mellow. However, now we're going to talk about Train.
We are. So, interesting. The lead singer for the band was formerly a cover man. The lead singer in a cover band, a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Oh, interesting.
Back in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty funny. So, this band actually, the main guy from Train, who's still the only consistent guy in Train, actually.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah. He's from Erie, Pennsylvania. God, I got to get my words out today. It's one of those. They actually trained forms in 1994, but they don't have global success or success really until their first album, which actually is the tour that they're on. It's a 25-year reunion tour.
I know. Can you believe it?
Drops of Jupiter. Yeah, Drops of Jupiter with the main song, like their big song. Do you remember what their breakout song was?
Drops of Jupiter?
No. Meet Virginia.
Oh, yeah. They did sing that. That was fantastic. Yeah.
And they did it really, really well. But it's so funny because they talk about in their bio about them that they get success from bands like Bare Naked Ladies, Counting Crows, and Hootie and the Blowfish. Those are the three bands that helped them. No, they opened up for those bands in the 90s.
Okay.
It's so funny that now Bare Naked Ladies is opening up for them. It's kind of a thank you or an homage to them, right? Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah.
It seemed like they had good chemistry, though, between them, because even Ed Robertson came out and sang another song during the train set.
Oh, yeah.
And he has said multiple times how much they were enjoying touring together.
Yeah, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
So good.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to find a live version of that has the Canadian piece to it.
Yeah, because I'm sure. Take Me Home, Canadian Roads, or something like that.
Yeah, Ontario
Roads.
The land
of free healthcare and all the things that ad-libbing.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, and part of it was, should have moved to Toronto 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he says, growing up in Erie, Pennsylvania, he came to Canada a ton of times. So, it was great. So let's start off. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the whole week, the whole night and stuff. But let's go and play Drops of Jupiter Train here to kind of kick things off.
Me while you were looking for yourself out there.
I was right into that song, man.
You almost forgot it was about to be over.
I did. I was like, okay, what's our next song coming up? But it wasn't, so.
That doesn't need any description. That is iconic. I love that song.
Yeah. What was your favorite song of the night? Do you remember?
Well, that one for sure is right up there. I actually liked when they did Take Me Home Country Road. I liked when they did Jack and Diane because there were surprises, like cover surprises.
Yeah.
And I like the ad-libs in Me Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then that new song that I told you, I don't know if I knew it or not, but
it's Save Me San Francisco.
Yeah, I really liked it as well.
Oh, it's funny that you didn't know that song.
Well, I probably only know like their top hits, radio versions.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, I like
I'm
when
not
it
a
came.
Deep cut lady.
No, it's and again, it's you know, if you were playing it on an album, it might be on a B side of all their hits. But
it
I loved
good.
It.
It was
fantastic.
Really good.
I liked the song.
They also
I was so excited.
Fantastic graphics
and stage presence.
Yeah, like there was so much energy, and their stage presence was incredible. But even whatever was up on the screens behind them was interesting.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a pretty
and
cool graphic.
I got to be honest, I do like when he sings a song called Gloria, but it's really about his a girl that broke his heart named Diana.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not giving her anything.
I'm not giving her this song.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah,
really
but he sings, and it's a really funny song, and he's like, you know, no one likes red roses, and he starts throwing red roses out into the crowd and stuff.
He spent a bunch of time taking selfies at the beginning as well.
That was funny, because he was taking cameras off people and taking a selfie with the people behind him, and then just tossing the phone into the crowd, like anywhere.
Trusting that people are going to pass it back to its owner.
I guess. I thought it was
you
hilarious.
You would do it. You would toss your phone up there, and maybe it comes back, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, it was just so funny. I was like, oh my god, that is hilarious.
And they had the beach balls going around, I was sitting for a little bit because my back was getting
you know
sore.
A lot of confetti and stuff going out. Like, there was a lot going on at the show. I think what stole the show for me, I gotta be honest, is his son Rachmaninoff.
I know, I knew we were going to talk about that. He was fantastic. So, and 14
That's his insane. 14 year old son came out and played lead guitar. He then went and played drums, and it was incredible. His son was incredible.
He's got a career ahead of him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at Ed Robertson's son and him playing with him in the band, and then you look at Rachmaninoff. He's gonna have his own band.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he is
100%,
so talented.
Right. Yeah. And I love the name, and it's obviously an homage to classical music.
Yep.
We're gonna jump back, and we're gonna play another Matt Nathanson song. And when that's over, let's come back, and we'll do our weekend wrap up because we do have a busy weekend coming our way again. All right, here we go.
Your skin, and I miss the still of the silence as you breathe out and I breathe in. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, make you believe, make you forget. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard and drown me in love. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and the swing of your hips. Just pull me down hard and drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice, the loudest thing in my head, and I ache to remember all the violent, sweet, perfect words that you said. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, make you believe.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Was that it? That was the commercial? Just listening to a few ducks and then...
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It was a little brain break.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what did you think of that song, Come?
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, that song's back from 2003. So it's been around a long time. And it's what's interesting about Matt Nathanson is he's, although he's not like a very commonly known name, he's done a ton of stuff, right? So he's, his music's been on NCIS, Scrubs, The Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah. Mission Bells, Giants. The song that he plays with Giants was actually the opening music for the 2016 World Series of Poker on ESPN. I mean, he's collaborated with bands and artists like Kelly Clarkson, Little Big Town. I mean, he's got this album. The reason I played the U2 album or that song is he actually recreated Achtung Baby, but he called it Achtung Maddie.
Oh, cool.
Achtung Maddie, mm-hmm. And in 2021 and released that. I mean, his version of Laid, which he played by James, I'm not playing it because it's got not profanity, but it's got some, it doesn't matter. If you know the song, you know the song. Anyway, his version of it was actually on the American Wedding soundtrack.
Okay.
So it wasn't even the original James version. It was his version of it, which is super cool. I mean, and then he did another cover album for Def Leppard as well. So he did a Def Leppard cover album as well.
Great.
So yeah. Yeah, I think he's just a pretty kind of cool guy, so... Anyway, okay. I thought I would play that. Do we want to talk about our weekend? Because sure. We have a busy weekend.
Sure. Okay. Well, we're going to trivia after this. So what's happening at Spearhead tonight?
So at Spearhead tonight, we have trivia for all people. So we have Throwback Thursday trivia. First round is songs that start with M. So if you've been following along, we're up to M. When I get down to Z, then I'm going to be bands that start with A and work my way through the alphabet.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, so that's round one. And then round two is songs with celestial titles.
Oh, okay.
So songs about like the moons and stars and space and okay. Stuff like that. So celestial. And then as I'm kind of doing my potpourri of music, I thought I would do the potpourri of 80s.
Oh, ooh,
so
I know.
Yeah. And then I went back and I looked and it's been a long time since I've done this round. So, and I picked different songs this time. So I'm doing songs that were used on Friends.
I know because I made the Instagram caption and I used the Friends soundtrack.
Oh, did you?
Because I'm so clever.
Oh,
I can
look at you.
Music on Instagram.
Oh, look at you go.
I know that doesn't make me super clever, but
no,
I feel very
really.
Proud of that. Can you do it?
No.
Exactly.
No. I don't even use the social media we have. That's
I
a
know.
You thing.
He says literally, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get that posted. Hey, Sherry, can you post that? And that's exactly
it's
what happens.
It's the same with e-transfers. Like,
oh, I know.
People go, hey, I'm going to send you an e-transfer. And I go, perfect. Can you send it to a different email address? Because I have no idea. So, yeah, that's tonight. Okay. And then, obviously, tomorrow night, I've got Into the Darkness. And that's going to go from midnight to 2 a.m. It is going to be a pre-record. It's going to be stuff, like new stuff, as always. But it is going to be pre-recorded because Saturday morning, we're up bright and early. And we're in Ottawa for a hurling tournament. So, I'm going to go up to Ottawa and get smashed around play a little Irish hurling.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. So that's Saturday. And then Saturday night, we're making our way back to our trailer.
A party at our trailer.
There's a party at our place at our trailer park. So we're going to be there hanging out with everybody then. And then Sunday, we're going in different directions.
Yeah, I think you're going to go visit your parents. And
yep.
I'm going to do some work and do some house stuff. And that's it. There was just one thing I wanted to add in there because selfless plug. We are also hosting an open house on Saturday from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock on 114 Joyce Street, which is just off of Montreal in Kingston. fantastic house. It's ready to go. You could be in before school starts. So my partner, Rob Francis, will be hosting that on Saturday morning from 11 to 1.
Yeah, no, you're forgetting the most important thing. You got Mark Gerritsen on Monday.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, that's Monday. I'm not into Monday.
I know. But finding your way home on Monday at 10 a.m., the real estate show that you do, you have Mark Gerritsen live in the studio, which is a huge get. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm going to try and get all the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go for Brian Patterson next.
Okay.
And I'm also hoping to get the dean of the school.
Okay.
Come on. Everybody should be
Mark
talking.
Mark Carney.
I don't know about that.
Rob Ford.
I don't know about that. We'll see how I do.
Rob Ford the dental?
I don't know. Doug or Rob?
One of them. Don't get the guy.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, we're going to start with Mark Gerritsen on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I have lots of questions prepared for him, and I've been canvassing my community of people who follow along with the real estate business as what they'd like me to ask him.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
that's really neat.
Tune in for that on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. I'm going to listen in if I can. I'm in Toronto, unfortunately. But,
all right, you do that a lot.
All right, yeah, I know.
Let's go back to the music.
All right, let's go. Here we go. I picked this one. This is a live version of Hello City.
They're not
playing it live anymore, so I figured I'd play a live version just because I can.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello City. Another night at the palace, 'cause there is nothing else to do. The same people, the same drinks and the same music, the same quicksand. I think this harbor town is wasted and sick and fast. Hello city, you found an enemy. Turtleneck just streaks. Whoa, 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 whoa. From the liquor room upstairs to the change room to the doom and gloom of the hotel room, I think this seaside beer hall should sink into the bay. Hello city, you found an enemy. Maybe I should call you back next week. Maybe half the fault is mine that the sun didn't shine on Barrington Street. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hungry, so let's eat. Whoa, 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 whoa. Climb down 3 flights to the streetlights and the bar fights. We're just taking in the sights. I hope tomorrow that I wake up in my own bed. Hello city,
hearing that makes me so happy.
It does. It's good.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, nope. Got it. It went too fast.
You went too slow.
Apparently. You know, it's funny because I love when they do all that stuff, like where they just riff and they change things up. Because
they're so good at it.
Right in there. And I mean, unless you're a House Martins fan, you wouldn't actually even know that Happy Hour is mixed into that song, right? Like Happy, how they do that in every time they play that song live. It's mixed in. It's not mixed in their, like in the studio version. Happy Hour's not in there, but in the live version, they were able to cut in that Happy Hour again.
Yeah, cool.
It's fantastic. Pretty interesting facts about the band here, and I'm just going to read a few because I love the Bare Naked Ladies. I really have for forever. They released their first album, or not album, it was actually a cassette back in the day, and it was a self-released cassette, and it goes on, it's achieved such status that it was the first independently released cassette to ever go platinum.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Do we have it?
I'm going to have to go look. I know there's one of the guys that attends trivia. He has a copy of it. I would love to buy a copy if I can't find one. I'm not sure if I have one anymore. But they sold it locally at all the concerts and stuff like that when they were doing it. And just around town. It's so cool. I mean, and what was really neat about the show, I know Stephen Page wasn't there last this week, which was really kind of sad, right? So for me, because I really like Stephen Page as part of the band, and they were cool because they played off each other when they did it.
Yeah, that was great.
But you know, what was really cool is both Andy and Jim Cregan were out.
Yep,
so the one guy that had left the band that played the drums and guitar, he had left. Andy, and then he comes back and plays at the show. I don't know if he's playing all the shows, but he played the Toronto show.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of special stuff because it was the 25th anniversary in Toronto.
Yeah.
Because I believe Train started there or something.
Yep.
There was something very special about that night because it was back in Canada. I was back in their hometown, like for hometown for Bare Naked Ladies because they were born and raised in Toronto. And there was something very specific about it, I remember. It was funny because Ed Robertson was, you know, touting them up and saying at one point, in 25 years, there'll be the 50-year reunion of the Drops of Jupiter tour, and you'll still be all out there singing, and somebody will say, and the Bare Naked Ladies, and the audience will go, who?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny. I mean, it's pretty neat. So Andy Cregan actually left the band a really long time ago. He leaves the band in 1995. And he's replaced by Kevin Hearn. And then Kevin Hearn, he wasn't there, I don't think, on Tuesday night. What's pretty neat, though, is that was when they went on tour with Billy Bragg, who was another guy that I just saw recently. Pretty cool. So anyway, I won't kind of meander on. I am, because I just love talking about these guys.
You're rambling. Let's play some more music.
Okay, well, let's do that. You want to talk about this song? We're just going to play it,
and then we'll talk about it.
All right, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she went down. My friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she was caught in a mudslide, eaten by a lion, got run over by a crappy purple.
friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say. That's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say.
Was awesome.
That's a great song.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was, what was really fun about it was just the crowd went crazy when that was going.
Oh yeah, like
that
we were all is dancing.
The, well, that is the song where all these big beach balls came out of nowhere. Like they just started, the stage opened in one section, like a curtain opened, and they were just pumping beach balls.
Yeah,
like
that's
crazy.
Fun. I like that.
It was so much fun.
I do like that.
What's crazy about this whole week, though, I mean, I was listening when I was driving into Toronto and stuff. I mean, the Foo Fighters were here on the same night, right? And they had Queens of the Stone Age opening up for them, and that was at the Rogers Stadium. Last night, Guns N' Roses were there. And along with them were Public Enemy. Now this, you know, tomorrow night at Scotiabank Center, you've got Rush performing.
That's a good
which
summer
is
for
awesome.
Music.
I mean, so they're performing like Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week, all at Scotiabank, like nicely laid out for them. They're getting old. They can't do it back to back, I think. So they got to go and get some oxygen
I
and lay down.
I also can't do back to back concerts anymore.
But it was pretty awesome. And I think you said Olivia Dean was there in town
right? Daughter came to Toronto with us. She was just going to a younger, cooler concert than us.
Yeah.
And so I think it was Olivia Dean she was going to.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was
pretty,
it's
so
definitely
much going
a great
on.
Summer for music.
Oh, 100%. So anyway, let's just kick it back to some music. We got enough music. We're going to play it out here.
Time for two more?
Yeah, we do. Let's play them back to back. So guys, have a great week. We will see you next week. We'll see you around town. Hopefully you come to trivia tonight. And we got a little Bare Naked Ladies and Train to finish it out here. So here we go, guys. Another live one for you.
I got a blue and red Adidas bag and a humongous binder. I'm trying my best not to look like a minor niner. When I'm for the football team to prove that I'm a man, I guess I shouldn't tell them that I like Duran Duran. This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9. This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9. If I had a million dollars, house.
It may be a nice Chesterfield or an Ottoman.
But if I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
But if I had a million dollars, I'd buy you. Tiny fridge, and maybe I could direct that old lady up there. Oh, the Bryant Street Theater? It's right up that ladder, lady. Welcome to the Bryant Street Theater. Have a fruit roll-up. Aren't you gonna eat it? Oh, for Christ's sake! If I had a million dollars, well, I'd buy you
a fur coat, but not a real fur coat. That's cruel. But if I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama
or an emu. And if I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you John Davidson's remains.
Ooh, all them green and gray and hair from morning.
If I had $1 million,
I'd buy it. $1 million,
I'd buy you a green dress,
but not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you some art. And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you a monkey.
You always wanted a monkey.
And if I had $1 million,
I'd buy it love. If I had $1 million,
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 if I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
Left me with these blisters on.